The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, 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 welcome. Are you a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, troubles they might have had, how they overcame. We'll talk about business plans, copyright, patents, business financing, and things of that nature. And come, my name is Mark the Spark. I'm your host. I have a face for radio. And I'm here with my co-host, Pamela. Born and raised in Hawaii and lives in San Diego. Does it get any better than that?
Nope.
Can you give me an aloha, Pamela?
Aloha.
And how's everything out in Hawaii?
Great. You know, my parents are here this week.
Your parents are here in San Diego?
Ken and Barbara.
Well, give them that's a good shout out. Tell them welcome, welcome, welcome.
I will.
Hopefully they're listening to I Can Help. We come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. and we go to 11. We're on KCBQ, The Answer, San Diego. And we broadcast from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. Beautiful La Jolla. We're on the radio dial at 1170 a.m., but I bet you knew that. And we reach down to TJ. And on 96.1 FM, you can find us out in the North County, reaching all the way up to Long Beach. And we're going to give a shout out to San Clemente, my favorite little sleepy town. I always said it'd be a great place to retire and live. The show is streaming worldwide on all major podcasts. Pamela, what podcast providers are we on?
We're on Spotify.
Oh, what about Google Podcasts?
Apple.
How about Stitcher?
iHeartRadio.
Well, I can listen on Radio Public.
And CastBox.
And we got Amazon Music. And you can always go to KCBQ and search The Answer, I Can Help, and you'll find our show. Now, we're brought to you by several sponsors. One is Hydrolite, which boosts the immune system, and it also hydrates better than just water. J-Dog Junk Removal is also one of our sponsors that we have. And I have a new one that is coming on board, Marco Polo BMW of La Jolla. You can go down there, see Sebastian. I know I'll be down there later on this week for an oil change. And you can find us also on the website. We have several sponsors that have done the past shows. And you can go to 3wsandamarkthespark.org. And you'll see all our past sponsors, and you can click on any one you would like, and there'll be a drop with information. And today, we have a sponsor that's in the studio, and his name is Dominic, and he's going to talk to us about Loop TV. Would you like to say hello, Dominic?
Hello, Dominic. I mean, Mark.
Very good. I hate it when they're funnier than me, you know? With a name like Mark the Spark, you should be the funniest one in the room. And what we do, too, before we get to you, Dominic, is we give a shout-out to past sponsors. And we have a spinning wheel that Pamela spins. She's already got it going. This is Pamela's favorite part of the show. And where the spinning wheel lands on a sponsor, we give a shout-out. Every sponsor gets put on the wheel. Pamela, who did it stop on this week?
We have Notary Pen, our traveling notary with Jonathan Ran.
I remember well. Yeah, he travels. He's a notary. It was like, what, all over he could go.
He has a great, great business.
Well, you certainly want to check my website. Click on his logo. There'll be a drop. You can get in touch with him. And Pamela, you want to shoot him an email and let him know he won the free shout out on the Mark the Spark I Can Help show, which I'd like to remind you, if you're just tuning in now, bad, 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 you know you hurt my feelings. We'd like you here right at 10:30 a.m., 1170 a.m., 96.1 FM in the North County. So, Dominic, I would like to know from you, How did you get into this business? And you could also kind of tell us, too, what Loop TV is. Whichever way you would like to start is fine with me, Dominic.
Okay, well, quickly, Loop TV is a high-quality business TV service, streaming music videos, lifestyle entertainment, sports news, and digital signage all through their proprietary Loop player. And it most particularly helps mom-and-pop businesses that have like a restaurant or a club or something like that. So in the backstory to this one is it's three companies coming together to help the small businesses recover from COVID.
Oh.
And that's really that was their intent. And one of the strategies, of course, in business is to advertise, entertain your customers. But it's hard when you're recovering from COVID. I know of many, many restaurants had cable TV running on those screens. You know, any restaurant or club you go into, they have these screens running for entertainment. Mm-hmm. Even the gymnasium and doctor's office, everywhere people are waiting, the car dealership, they want the people occupied and entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And but heretofore, companies would just kind of get cable TV, throw it up on a screen and say, well, that's the best there is. But Loop TV produces video specifically to be presented at businesses to help invigorate the atmosphere, create an atmosphere. And the companies coming out of COVID, you know, they had a lot of expenses and things like that. So what was wonderful about Loop is that they combined with another investor company plus a marketing company, and they were able to tell the businesses, you can cancel the cost of what you're streaming now, because what you're going to get is not only better, it's free.
It's free.
So everything I'm talking to you about today, about Loop, you know, the equipment, the streaming content, and the service. That Loop will even help you design signage to run on your own screens, and they'll do it for free.
That's wonderful. Could I just interrupt for a second, Dominic, and see if I'm following you correctly? So in a dental office, they can put what's on the screen, things that would be related to dental, or in a doctor's office, things that would be related to doctors.
Right. If they have special procedures that they've brought on board, they want the people to know about it,
mm-hmm.
and that they're available. You know, you can imagine in a plastic surgeon's office, they have all sorts of things that they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can run these on the screens that people watch while they're waiting and be educated in what's available.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. And especially like you mentioned, the restaurants or nightclub or bar. I know I've had different businesses, and I've seen some even where I've just been a patron, where I go in and someone plugs money in the jukebox and plays music that has nothing to do with the atmosphere of the restaurant. And many times you might even want to have it quiet and be talking, and they'll play loud music, and it will just interrupt and change everything. And I think it'd be wonderful that if the establishment controlled the music. If you go into a blues restaurant, you would want to hear blues music. You wouldn't want to hear hard rock or anything like that. So to tailor what's on the screen, I think is just wonderful. And then you mentioned they also run along the bottom of the screen different advertisements you can run or specials.
Right, right. A restaurant can say, don't forget our Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the dentist's office, they can say we have a special on teeth whitening for August.
Mm-hmm.
What's nice is the entrepreneur, the business owner, gets to decide, apart from the, you know, without a jukebox situation, they say, well, I want to create an environment and atmosphere. I can change it from the afternoon where families eat mm-hmm. to later at night where more people are partying, so I can change the content.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, our content is all rated. So if you want children to be able to watch a screen without worry about lyrics or mm-hmm. images, some of the, you know, the big rockers expose too much.
Oh, yeah.
So and that can be controlled as well.
And rap music uses a lot of bad language. And I think that'd be very important to control that for the youth.
It's also flexible. You know, so many restaurants rent a back room for, say, a wedding shower. Well, all the girls could you know, choose all the songs from 250,000 music videos. They could choose a playlist beforehand to play during the time that they rented the room.
Wow.
And all songs that were familiar to all of them, and make the whole event much more pleasing to people that attend. And, of course, anytime you deliver more pleasing atmosphere, you get to charge more money.
Yeah, and people stay longer. And yeah. They're happy. They spend more.
You're right, yeah. Right. Sure. Right. Happy customers spend more.
They do, and they stay longer. And if a customer usually leaves for any reason, they don't come back that day anyways. It seems like you could get into some branding, too, where you kind of control what goes on to the screen.
Well, the first thing that businesses almost always do is they put their logo in the corner of the screen, which is there for everything that's shown on the screen.
Mm,
it's a very professional to have the business logo there all the time.
It is. I know, Pamela, you do a lot on branding. In fact, you did a show on branding. Mm-hmm. How nice that would be, huh? Mm-hmm. On the TV to see your logo there all the time.
Yes.
And yep. It would help, too, for the customer to remember. Okay, you told us Loop TV is free. So how do they make any money?
Well, what happened was OpenView Media came along and made it possible to get it free. What advertisers most want is to know who's watching their advertisements. You know, Lexus automobiles, you know, would like to know that their ads are getting to a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
So when the service went free, it was a strategic move.
It sure, I think that was a very good move.
Yeah, and the marketing company I work with got out there right away and started exploding the number of places. You can imagine if it's free and shipping's free and everything's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the number of locations using Loop TV exploded. Well, then the national advertisers said, oh, wow, we have more people watching our ads. We'll pay more. We are okay with that. So they quickly exploded the location number and covered the loss of revenue that they used to get when they charged for the service, which they don't anymore, never will.
Yes, because they're in bars, restaurants, office buildings, retail business, even gas stations. And I remember, you know, putting gas and looking at that little screen on the pump. I think when they went to making it free, really opened the doors, I was reading some data that they're in 400,000 hotel rooms, which is over 1,300 hotels, and that's just in the USA. Yeah, Dominic, we're going to take a short little break right now, and then we'll be coming back with the rest of the second half, and you can tell us a little bit more about Loop TV and also how people can get it. And Pamela, you want to hold on for the second half of the show? We'll be right back. We'll break. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Welcome back to the I Can Help Show with Mark the Spark and co-host Pamela, the misplaced Hawaiian. And we're here to talk about small business. And today in the studio we have Dominic. And Dominic is talking to us about Loop TV, L-O-O-P TV. It can make you loopy, I guess, huh? Dominic, you seem to talk a lot about music with the Loop TV. And is music videos like the only thing they do? Or?
No, Mark, not at all. They, you know, their library of music is the only brand that is licensed to stream music directly to to venues. So it's a unique library. But the lifestyle channels are really popular because they customize the environment depending on the location. If you're at a acupuncturist office, you don't want to be watching music videos. So you have drone footage of amazing natural planet, amazing destinations, panoramas from drones, very quiet, very soothing.
Wow.
We have kids channels. You know, if the kids are at the gym, daycare section, there's entertainment for them, or even at the daycare.
And quality entertainment. I like how, you know, it's made for kids with no bad language and things of that nature.
Right, and then we have Global Fashion Channel, which women at the salons love to just to watch while they're waiting for the hair to dry or whatever. And there's extreme, you know, sports, GoPro sports. They have Pac-12 football, if you're a Pac-12. People that want to be just laugh and like Fail Army, which is all those crazy people jumping off of roofs and doing doing extreme tricks, which they shouldn't.
Cause... Sounds like Pamela.
And then they have ones that just everybody loves, the pet collective, dogs doing things, cats doing things, you know, that everybody just goes, oh, that's so wonderful. You know, and it just generates a real comfort in the customer's heart. So we have movie trailers and fitness and health channel. And
you must have news.
Yeah, news updates, sports updates, Hollywood Daily. A lot of people just love actually having turned the volume down and just watch the panoramas and the scenes and the nature, which of course is beautiful, as we know.
You know, that just reminds me, when I'm sitting in the dentist chair, which I don't like to do, that's funny that you mentioned that, because that's what's on the screen are like these animals and the birds. And he has, I think that must be Loop TV.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I've heard of dentists wanting to put a screen on the ceiling above every chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything to make that dental experience better.
I've seen a mural painted on the ceiling, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of the sky. Now, custom signage, I mean, that's kind of what you talked about earlier with the dentist's office or the doctor's office. You want to elaborate a little bit on the custom signage? I mean, does Loop TV have people that will help you? I mean, do they come out to the location and maybe set up your program or help you put on some signage?
Well, they're always ready to help for free, again, by phone. A lot of the reps that place the units will help install, but they'll help you create your signage.
Mm-hmm.
They have an office that will do that for you.
Because I know I'm the type that would need help. I'm not really all that tech savvy, and after a while I'd kind of lose my temper on things. I think I've thrown my laptop a couple times too.
Well, the scrolling across the bottom of the screen is pretty simple, but they allow you to, and it's your screens, you know, so you put your a picture of the owner and his family or something just to bond together with the customers, because it's about, for them, for like a restaurant, they want people coming back and eating over and over and over again. But in a law office, even, they could have a list of other wills that they do, or, you know, with prices. I mean, it puts the word custom back in customer. You can just serve the customer the best way possible.
It's customized to the atmosphere, is what I can see. And how much does it normally, would it cost to put in Loop before it became free? What would be the savings?
Well, if you had, you know, half a dozen screens, that could be $300 to $500 in equipment. The content will run $150 a month.
I see.
You know, pretty easy. You bring to mind a point that if you have a large facility, different rooms, like at a gym, you can have different screens showing different things at the same time, and you can program them to shift at a certain time to run news updates every half hour or something like that. That's totally programmable.
I see. In the spring of 2021, I'm reading here, Innovative Digital Communication Investor joined them, and they said, "We can help." Boy, what a good phrase that is.
Yeah.
That ought to be a show. So what happened was there was, what, two or three investors that came together to start this?
Well, OpenView Media had, been around for 6 years. They were on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. They just recently moved to the New York Stock Exchange, so they're very healthy. The OpenView Media came in, and there's more coming. Oh, and I must, because it's connected to this, is that before, a business owner would, you know, build the business, and advertise, bring in the customers, put the, you know, the stuff up on the TV screens, and then the advertisers would run, and nobody gave the business any of the advertising revenue.
Oh.
You know, the business owner is paying cable to assemble people for them. I figured if you're getting the crowd together to look at the advertisements, you ought to get something for it. Well, Loop does compensate already business owners per screen per month.
Nice.
And that is going to get better because the new investor is into blockchain, and they're going to really digitize this. And it's going to be, it's going to multiply by probably half a dozen times how much the business owner gets per screen per month.
Absolutely. I know there's a little bit to the blockchain. It took me a little while to understand it. A lot of people say the same thing, but once you got the basics, it's not that hard. So I was going to ask you kind of like, so what's so special about Loop TV? Although really in many ways you've answered it. I think the biggest thing is customizing it to the facility.
Well, they're maximizing revenue. This is the last little bit of technology that's coming. They're going to be able to tell how many people are watching the television.
Okay. That's when I've always thought, how do they know who's watching? Mm-hmm. Now you will be able to tell with Loop TV.
Right. And the advertisers don't mind paying as long as they know.
People are watching.
People are watching. You know, if it's a small crowd, I'm not going to get charged a lot. If it's a big, packed crowd, well, I'll certainly pay more because look what I'm getting.
That's right.
So the technology that measures how many people are watching the television is unique and going to increase revenues for everybody.
I feel it just with the radio station. I said to Pamela, I says, how many people are listening to the I Can Help show? Depends on how much we charge for a sponsorship. Well, Pamela said, we have 50 million people listening. I said, Pamela, I can't be 50 million. She's always
soon.
She's always optimistic. So anything else you want to tell us about Loop TV there, Dominic? I know their headquarters are in Glendale, right here in Cali. And I looked at their stocks. You can buy a stock around $5.72 right now. I think myself, I wouldn't mind buying a few of the stocks, especially since I've heard all these different things that you have told us so far about Loop TV. And I do like the idea that you know how many people are actually watching, got the TV on. And it's streaming, and it's called what, OOH?
Out of Home Entertainment, yes.
Out of Home Entertainment.
It's a very specific category of entertainment.
And Loop TV can pay you at different times or in different ways?
Well, they're already paying now, but when we get into blockchain, business owners will accumulate rewards based upon the number of hours the TV's on and the number of people watching the TV.
Wonderful.
And that's all going to be automatically charged with the blockchain tokens. It all happens. You know, anytime you make business administration more efficient, it makes more money.
Definitely.
And you can, and anybody can get a visual a sample, a 3-minute sample of Loop TV by going to www.looptvisfree.com.
Say that.
You almost don't have to write that down. It's so easy to remember, but
it is.
looptvisfree.com.
And I think that's why they went with that, because it's so easy to remember.
Yeah, a business owner can go there, sample it, and then actually order free players right there on the site. They're delivered free shipping with instructions, and then, of course, somebody at the end of the phone to help.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dominic, for all that information and coming into the studio. And can we reach him on our website, Pamela, or that's in... It's a work in progress.
Yes.
How can people reach you, Dominic, or do you want to send them to the Loop TV one again?
Well, the looptvisfree.com is the first place people should go and write down their questions. And then they can always call me at 619-404-7823.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dominic, for coming into the studio. And I know I'm going to look more into Loop TV. Well, we're getting to the end of our show. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. Hope to see you next Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Please go to my website, 3wsandadot.markthespark.org. We're building a lender's board for lending money to small business. There's also a credit board being built. And we want to, every week, bring a new show to you and talk about business, things that people are doing in the world today. I'd also like to have you stay tuned to Take Your Power Back with Kim and Robin. Wonderful show. If you ever heard Robin sing, she sings wonderful. And I'm Mark the Spark with Pamela, saying goodbye for now. And we'll see you next Saturday with the I Can Help show and another episode. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.